The future of the Vermont Digital Economy Summit looked at innovative use of digital tools to build resilience in communities and promote a creative economy across the state in all sectors, from agriculture to high-tech services. In the wake of Tropical Storm Irene, the Vermont Council on Rural Development received a $1.8 million federal grant creating the Vermont Digital Economy Project. Project Director Sharon Combs Farr says this conference is the culmination of work in communities.
We're essentially delivering multiple things in the field in Vermont communities to help either people, organizations, or communities leverage digital tools to create economic development and greater resilience. One of the topics today that's really getting a lot of interest is how can we encourage creativity and how can we promote technology and sort of regional clusters and things like that. But then also people decided they wanted to talk about, as an additional topic, how we can leverage technology to help the poor and underprivileged in Vermont.
Fletcher Allen Healthcare social media strategist Alexandra Tursey sat on the nonprofit Problem Solvers panel. She explained that about 80% of people use the internet to find health information, and about 72% of Americans use social media to find information as they make healthcare decisions. Tursey says the Vermont Digital Economy Project helps the hospital connect with communities.
There are a bunch of different challenges. One of the most critical ones is the digital divide and access to certain internet and social media tools. For us at Fletcher Allen Healthcare, we want to reach as many people in our patient community as possible. And in a fairly rural environment, our challenge is to find out ways to connect with people. So it's important at conferences like this not only explore the possibility of technology, but it's also important to think about who we're designing for at the end of the day. And if that includes people who, for whatever reason, don't have access, our challenge is to also integrate them into the process.
Earthwise farm and forest owner Carl Russell logs his timberland using draft horses. Following Irene, he received grant funds to enhance his digital access. And while it may seem anachronistic, he embraces the use of an iPad in his work.
It does take some time to figure out how these tools can be applicable to a small business like agriculture and forestry. It's an incredibly powerful tool. What I can present to people is more substantial and comprehensive, so the fact that I log with horses is not a detraction, but I can back that up with real substantive forestry. One of the reasons why I'm here today and one of the things that I see popping up is there's a lot of concern that we don't have broadband in every home, we don't have good cell phone coverage, but that doesn't have to be the barrier to learning how to use these tools effectively. They can really augment the small business.
The Vermont Digital Economy Project has been working on projects that include helping communities build Wi-Fi access and developing town websites. It has also worked with small businesses and nonprofits on their digital strategies. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.